It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. How are you today? Are you ready to learn more of God's Word today? Let's learn it, love it, and live it. Have you ever heard of the mercy rule? It's a rule that shortens a game when one team is beating another team so very badly. I have seen it most often in youth baseball. If one team gets ahead by more than 10 runs in the later innings, the game is over. Do you understand why this is called a mercy rule? Some people actually call it a slaughter rule because one team is winning by so many runs that it's impossible to catch up. They are figuratively killing the other team. But it is also a great mercy to end the game early, right? If the game would go on, not only would the losing team never catch up, but the winning team would probably just keep scoring more runs or points. It would just get worse and worse for the pitiful losers. Well, old Doc has been on the losing end of the mercy rule many times. It was always embarrassing, but it was also a relief that the game was over. It's a nice thing when people show us some mercy. So that's our big and important word of the week for today. Mercy. What does it mean? And why do we need it? Let's start with this definition. Mercy is compassion shown towards someone whom it is in one's power to harm or punish. This is the mercy rule in sports. Instead of continuing to punish the other team, the winners show compassion by stopping the game. But here's another important definition. Mercy is pity for someone who is pitiful. Imagine you open your front door only to find a cat that is soaking wet from the rain, shivering and starving. This cat is pitiful. So what does this cat need? She needs you to dry her off, give her some food and water and a warm home. She needs mercy that leads to kindness. These two definitions, compassion instead of punishment, and pity for the pitiful, will help us as we look at what the Bible says about mercy. What I want you to focus on mostly today is the mercy of God. Now, perhaps you read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, and come away thinking that God is mostly a God of wrath, of judgment, of punishment. But that is only part of the story of God. He is also a God of great compassion and mercy. So let's look more closely at how God is a God of mercy. After God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt, you remember that, he brought them to his holy mountain, Mount Sinai. There he gave Moses and the people his covenant law. But in a shocking display of rebellion, God's people chose to build and worship a golden calf, bowing down to an idol instead of the one true God. The punishment for this rebellion should have been death for everyone. But Moses prayed for the people, and God doesn't destroy them. But then Moses asked for something quite surprising. He asked God, "Show me your glory." And God actually did it. While God is showing Moses his glory, he tells him his divine name, explaining more of who he is. Listen to Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." Do you hear it? God could have described himself as a God of judgment and wrath. But instead, he says he is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. One of God's primary character traits has always been that He is a God of mercy. He did not give the Israelites the punishment they deserved. Well, from Exodus, we can go to the book of Deuteronomy, where God again tells us who He is. Listen to Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. God is faithful to show His people mercy. He does this for 1,000 generations, giving us the compassion we need. Well, next, let's fast forward to the book of 2 Samuel, where King David gives praise to God. Guess what he's going to say about God? Listen to 2 Samuel 22, verses 25 and 26. And the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in His sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. David is not only saying that God is merciful, but that we are to reflect that mercy to others. To put it another way, when we show mercy or compassion to other people, we will see the mercy of God in our lives. The mercy of God is recorded over and over again in the Psalms. The psalmist loves to sing about the greatness of God's mercy. Here are just a few samples. Psalm 25, verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth for those who keep His covenant and His testimonies. Psalm 86, 15. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and faithfulness. Psalm 89, 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and faithfulness go before you. And Psalm 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Well, the Old Testament prophets also talked a lot about God's mercy. Sometimes people think that the prophets just told people to repent of their sins or God would punish them. They definitely spoke in those ways to God's people, but they also pointed people to the truth of the mercy of God. Here's just one place in Micah 7, verses 18 and 19. Who is God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of His inheritance? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. The mercy of God is what drives Him to show us grace. The mercy of God is what moves Him to forgive our sins. Well, boys and girls, God is not just merciful to His children. He shows mercy to all people who are suffering in this life. In the Old Testament, we see that God's mercy extends to the poor. We know this by reading God's covenant law that He gave Israel. Many of His laws took care of the poor and kept people from abusing poor people. God's people were to have mercy on the poor because God had mercy on them. And the same goes for us today. The Bible also tells us that God is merciful to the widow, the orphan, and the outsider. Again, He commands us to take special care of these suffering people, passing on His mercy to them. And we also see God's mercy for people who are sick or disabled or diseased. And we see it in the ministry of Jesus on this earth. Jesus was moved by compassion and mercy to heal the sick, to give sight to the blind, to enable the lame to walk. Mercy and compassion are rooted in the very character of God. We are to be merciful people because God has shown us great mercy in Jesus Christ. Listen to one more passage in the New Testament, Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Aren't you glad that God is a God who is rich in mercy? We need His mercy because our sin makes us pitiful. We need His mercy rather than the punishment we deserve. We need His mercy to live every day in this fallen world. So if you have been given mercy from God, how should you be treating other people? With mercy. Christians are called to be merciful people. We are called to be loving, compassionate, and forgiving people. But that is oftentimes hard to do, isn't it? In our anger and bitterness, and pride and hurt, we can want to get revenge. We want to return evil for evil. Being merciful to people who have hurt us just doesn't seem right or fair. Your natural tendency will not be to show mercy to others, but to withhold mercy. This kind of merciful love only comes from our hearts as the love of God fills them. So be thankful today for the mercy of God. Ask Him to turn you into a much more merciful person. The Lord will give you many, many opportunities to show mercy to the people in your life.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.